Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Yes, got another beautiful day that God has made for us. And I don't know about you, but I definitely rejoiced in it today.
Yes. So, and of course, this is Keeping It Real with Riley.
Keeping It Real with Riley.
We've given you guys a break. We've been on a little sabbatical, and now we're getting back in tune with bringing the word back.
God's word.
You know, God's word for God's people is, and it's blessed, it's blessed, it's blessed. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. So we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. What a time, what a time, what a time we had in church today. Thank you, Jesus.
But first thing we're going to do here, we're going to thank God for this beautiful day.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Help with Father.
Oh, yes.
We just thank you for, just being you. Loving on us, and we just love you. And we just thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. And your holy name.
Ooh.
Say amen.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
You know, as you know, it's all about, I think, what? Excuse me. It's all about Facebook. And with that, it's about knowing who Jesus is. Who is God to you?
Yes.
And we go straight just a little bit from that walk in the faith series. Excuse me. I'm choking over here. Choking over Riley. I'm choking.
Yes.
The devil is alive.
Off of that for a minute, and God put something else, you know, in our hearts to talk about. if I cut in here and get a little past, you have to, you know, excuse me.
Yeah.
But since God on this walk of faith, prayer, and believing in Him, it's passionate. I get very emotional about when I'm talking about God now. I ain't saying I'm no pastor or nothing like that, but I'm saying that the word, I enjoy talking about God.
That condition, that love for the word.
That's I get a little riled up here, it'll be a love call.
And he do get riled. I am here to tell you to get riled. We want you to turn to Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1 reads, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." And then we want you to flip over to John 1:1, which reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." We're going to take for a topic today. Am I not God of all creation?
Yes.
and forgave me in the beginning. Behold, my son, the word. So we're going to work on these few scriptures coming in from Genesis and jump it over to John, and we're going to flip-flop back and forth. So, you know, we know that God created the world for us. Jesus was with God from the beginning. Completeness comes from the mercy and grace of God, Jehovah, through Jesus. We can't get around Jesus. Can't go over him, can't go under him. We can only come through him. Now, so get out your pen and paper so you can take some notes, because we're going to go over scriptures here, and we're going to show you how much God, Jehovah, really loves us and how he created this place here for us, because we serve such an awesome, awesome God. What a mighty God we serve. And I tell you, you know, beloved, you guys, you know, I'm talking to you about faith, because even with this creator of everything, it still ties back into faith. You know, so we got to remember God, he created the heaven and the earth. He's the creator. You know, I was full of my sisters in faith. The heaven, the earth, the moon, the sun, and the solar system. I told my friends, I said, just see, all that is good to the palm of God's hand. And he said, well, then, no, I think you just into this itty bitty little bit of part right there. Then we're, yeah, you thought right. Then, you know, he loved God. You know, Genesis 2:1 says, thus, the heavens and the earth was finished, and all the host of them. God did a mighty work. And we go up back over here to John 1. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But I'll just let you know that Jesus was right there in the beginning, and all things were made through him. That is why it's so important that we teach and we preach Jesus. That's why we can't do anything without him. You know, if we skip down to verse 26, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them. Male and female created he them. Verse 28 says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, and subdue and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. The moon was the sixth day. Y'all look what all he gave us.
Look at the power.
Whoa, he's been having the power. He's over everything. He's over everything.
It's great. I can't believe nothing. So, we are so powerful. You know, the man that made the earth, we'll see sun in the place, moon in place. He gave us every power.
Power over everything.
What we do, we walk around here playing. You know, when all you got to do is have that faith and Jesus,
That's all
it
says.
Faith.
And
you know what it says? He'll give you anything you want.
He said,
if you just have faith in you.
Wow, he said, have dominion over everything. Over the birds in the air. Over the fish in the sea. Over everything. Every part of the earth. Come do it. Be fruitful and multiply every fish. Every fish.
Glory.
You know.
Shabbat.
So when God created Adam, he made everything not good, but God said very good. See, there's good and there's very good. God said very good. He created Adam to have dominion over the earth. Adam was created because he created Adam. God created Adam to fellowship with him. God used to come out every day and talk to him. He walked with him every day.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. No.
So forgive
me, I'm going to get a little emotional here, too, because, you know, I've been thinking about the stuff that we miss out on for us being so disobedient. No, so tell me, God did all of that for us. I mean, he did all of this for us. And he created us for fellowship with him. So tell me, why we don't have a relationship with him? Why you don't know him? Why you don't know his mercy and his grace? Why you don't know he's the ultimate doctor? He's the ultimate lawyer. Why you don't know him? Think about this. You know, God created us a fellowship with him. Those of you that's mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, aunties, uncles, children, young people, old people, you know how your flesh is, how your carnal man is. When your children or your loved ones don't want to be bothered with you, it hurts. Especially as you get older and you want to have your children around, they don't want to be around them and say you're talking crazy now, but you know she losing her mind, so we don't want to go around her.
Need them.
Right. You say you need them.
Need them.
And they don't want to be bothered with you. It hurts. Now, guess what? Now, how do you think that I feel? How do you think our heavenly Father feels? He created us to fellowship with him. He created us to give him praise and worship, but we don't want to be bothered. He gives us everything, but we don't want to be bothered. So you might say, oh, well, that's not me. I want to be bothered.
By going to church once a week.
Come on, man.
That's not having
me. I get praying every day. Are you praying for your family? Are you praying for your friends? Are you praying for your church? Are you praying for your neighborhood? Are you praying for your school? Come on now. We will keep this real. Because, right, you know, if we was on our job, the world wouldn't be the way it is.
Right. Prayer changes.
It changes things.
It changes.
So,
yeah, you know, praying, talking to Jesus.
That's right.
You know, you talking to him. You have a relationship with him. But just going to church on Sunday and just sitting on the pew,
that's not
and clapping your hands every now and then.
You're a pew woman.
Not having a relationship.
You're a pew woman.
And then again, just clapping your hands. What that mean?
You clap your hands at ball game.
That's right. You know, this man done got rich. Got making cowbell to rain at a football game. And all we can do is go to church and clap our hands.
Oh, probably about one time we just sit there.
Yeah, and pat our feet, you know.
You know,
so we don't want nobody to see us getting, you know, happy.
I will praise God anywhere I go. You know, I was in Walmart. We was in San Antonio, Texas. I'm in Walmart in line to pick up items. And I said, and the young man, he stopped me and said, are you praying? I was standing, and I didn't realize that, you know, I was, that he could tell that I was present. Yes. He said, I feel like you was praying for me. I didn't know. I just felt the need to speak in my heavenly language. You know, and he said, he didn't say, you don't know when God going to use you and how he's going to use you. So, you know, that's the actual thank you, Lord, for using me. And I gave him a prayer card. But you don't know. go out there and we show out for the world. We will dress up. And President Obama said he was coming to, here to have a business speech. And we walk up, we all get sugar shot. And so, you won't be like that to go to church. Yes, you go to church any way you want to. You know, Jesus said, come as you are.
Yes.
Well, come on, let's see some things in Jesus' here in order. You are no longer in the nightclub. So stop wearing nightclub clothes, church.
Yes.
And then again,
you know, mothers, fathers, you know, young daughters, when they before they walk out the door, check your son. They can pull on pants.
Put on the belt.
Everything you have in your closet, God gave it to you. So he deserves your best.
Yeah.
When you go to church, you give God your best.
You know, those of us that come back, I'm just took my husband back. But those of us that come from back when, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, your shoes shine. These kids are shining shoes. You kept your shoes shine. And you had that one outfit that you bought. If you had two, you would love it. But that outfit there, you bought to church. You bought it back home. If you needed to be washed, it was washed, fresh, and home back up, ready for church. You did not go to church like this. The young boy wore tie.
Man.
I don't care if it was 100 degrees outside. They had a little suit jacket.
Thank you.
You know, so I don't know what it is. Well, I know what it is. God, I think that it's the enemy. You know, and the children, we have given them so much.
Yes.
But all God wants from us is a relationship.
That's all.
Through Christ Jesus.
That's all.
To a relationship. Just like you have a relationship with your child, God wants to have a relationship with you. You know, Genesis 2. 2:1. It says, but the heavens and the earth was finished and the hope of them. Verse 2, and on the seventh day, God ended his work, which that he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from the work which God created and made. And verse 4 says, and these are the generations of the heaven and of the earth, for they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heaven. And, you know, I want you to go on and read Ezekiel's stuff, because it talks about how he created the earth and the heaven. And we don't want you to be confused, because some people get a little confused between that first one and that first two about when God, what God is doing and how he did it and when he rested. We have not had Jesus, and when Jesus came on the scene, she said it was the way. Excuse me. Let me back that up. Lord, I'm sorry.
Shabbat.
When Jesus came in the flesh, because Jesus was already on the scene from the beginning.
Amen.
So when Jesus came in the flesh,
Shabbat,
he set a new precedent about when you can go to the temple to pray and to serve God. He went every day. Okay?
Oh.
He went every day. Yeah, he went on the seventh day, but because we was making a transition and he was now adopting us, Gentile, into the fold, he no longer made us come on Saturday, which is we were allowed to have church every day. They had church house to house.
Friends.
It could be at 5 o'clock in the morning, or it could be at 10 o'clock at night. They had church. They had Friday, huh? You know, church is when God got quick to you. You know, if somebody comes to you 3 o'clock in the morning, and they need to hear the word, you give them the word and say they saw, then that's time for church. Because that father might get another chance. Might not get another chance. So, you know, that
in your house, and he might not make it to his house.
And then what happened to the young lady? The young lady that said that the guy had died, she she said she did not know. She had just spoke to him. I did not know that was in Atlanta.
That's right.
You just don't know. Right. You don't know. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
And
number 2 says, the same was in the beginning. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shining in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So again, we're going back to, am I not God of all creation? Yes, Jehovah is God of all creation. Not only is he God of all creation, as it says in the beginning, behold, my son, the Word, the Jesus is the Word. And you know what? When you read the Bible, when you read the Bible, you talking to God. Well, God is talking to you.
That's right.
He's talking to you. He's telling you how to live. He's telling you how to behave. He's telling you how to glorify him. And when you pray,
yes,
you're talking to him. And you know what? If you were just here and just don't jump up from that prayer, you're talking back to
him. Amen.
You know,
amen.
Try to have a dialogue with God instead of a monologue.
Amen.
You know, Genesis 2, it says, we skip now. So we skip to Genesis 26:24. And the Lord appeared unto him at the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not. But I am with thee, and I will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. You know, is he not the God of all creation? He is the God of Abraham. He is the God of Isaac and Jacob. He is the God of everything, of all people. Exodus 3. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face. He was afraid to look upon God. Lord Jesus.
One day.
And that's verse 6. We're going to skip on down to verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. He is who he is. Is he not the God of all creation? I am. That was his name. That is his name. Verse 15. And God said, moreover, unto Moses, thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you.
Yes.
This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. I am. I am that I am, God. Exodus 29, verse 38. Now, this is that which two lambs of the first year day by day continually. But you know what? God, he with me, and we would offer him burnt offering. And he said, people make a change. Because he will send the real, the true lamb. We will have to burn it up. God was looking down the road. God knew what the world was going to be. We didn't know what the world was going to be. And it says, the one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer in the evening. And with the one lamb, a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of a hen of beaten oil, and the fourth part of a hen of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb thou shalt offer at evening, and to do thereto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according abomination before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak there unto thee. Now, maybe you say, what is wrong with that? That don't make no sense. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Because I'm going to show you the change. Verse 23. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my blood. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation, and the altar I will sanctify all for both Aaron and his son to minister to me in the priest's office. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. Now, think about that. There are two offerings. Not one, but two offerings a day. But Jesus came in the flesh for us. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 22, verse 31. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
Yes.
Mark 12, verse 26. And as touch the dead, that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses how the bush God said to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. You know, and with that, get all that reading here. Matthew 8, 29. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before our time? And Matthew 27 says, verse 54, now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake, though saying truly this was the Son of God. Then they were in the ship and came and worshiped him, saying, of a truth, so art the Son of God. You know, being the Son of God came with a price. You know,
man,
it came with a price. And the price was Jesus' life.
Yes.
That was the price. The price was Jesus' life. Because he loved us. He loved us so much that he was willing to be that lamb. That lamb that had to be offered twice a day. That's why we read you that, because we want you to know Jesus was the sacrificial lamb. And that's why he's our intercessor. That's why he's making intercession for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he came from his throne in heaven. God made it. It was very good when God made it, but man has destroyed it. He came here for us to be our sacrificial lamb, so that we no longer have to offer two lambs every day. Every time we got to go in the teacher, two lambs. Teacher is one time and one time only.
Indeed.
And we can't do it no more.
We can go.
We can go
for prayer. All we have to do is call on him. We don't need the priest.
Here's the word.
We don't need the priest no more.
Oh my goodness, we don't need the priest no more.
We can go and
Jesus is our high priest.
Ourself.
He's our high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God.
Glory.
We don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. We serve a living God. Matthew 27, 43, he trusted in God.
Yes.
And let him deliver him. Let him deliver him now.
Yes.
If he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God.
Yes.
Mark 1:1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus is the Son of God.
Glory, glory. Shabbat.
The Son of God came with all power, all authority.
Yes.
Mark 3:11 says, and the unclean spirit, when they saw him, fell down before him crying, saying,
so
I, the Son of God.
Glory, glory. Shabbat.
And the Father is the Son of God.
Shabbat.
We can't get to heaven unless we go through Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Shabbat.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God.
Amen.
You know, so, behold, my Son.
Glory, glory, glory.
The Word. Am I not God of all creation? That's Jehovah's question to you guys. Is he not God? Is Jehovah not the creator? So why is it we have such a problem worshiping him? Such a problem having a relationship with him. You know what? Women. I'm going to talk to us women first. Y'all know. We talked about this a few months back. Y'all know how we used to do when we wanted the boys to how we dressed up, you know. And then the men, they know how it used to be. Guess what? Who God like that? Who God like that? Go on dates with Jesus. Go on a date with Jesus. Set your table. One spot for you, one spot for Jesus. You just sit down and have a date with Jesus. And that means during that time, you can use that as part of your prayer time.
Yes, yes.
But just change it up. What was the sermon we preached at the logo? Take a break from being you.
Yeah, okay.
Take a break from being you. Go fetch your table for two. For you and Jesus. And take your time. And sit at that table. And just talk to Jesus.
Amen.
Let's go on a date with Jesus. Forgive me, show everything.
Be surprised.
You know, he's good. He's good all the time. Ain't no going back. You know, when you confess Jesus, tell you when you confess Jesus, you're like an invisible JC. That you can't see. But the enemy can recognize it. And when the enemy starts recognizing it,
you'll know it. You will know it.
Well, he said to me, he was talking about some of the things that are going on. I said to him, well, didn't Pastor just tell us he's going to have an unexpected blessing? He said, yeah. I said, well, and what comes with the unexpected blessing? You get, when the blessings start coming, the mess starts coming. So the enemy gives me, and he wants to block your blessing. But you know what? We take a sword. We take authority over the enemy, and he cannot have our family.
Amen.
He cannot have our church. He cannot have our pastors, our members, our deacons. We stand in the gap.
Stand in the gap, all of
them. You know, because we love our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we love you. And if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, when you accept Jesus in your life,
yes.
All you have to do is confess with your mouth. Because, see, glory. I can't save you.
Glory.
I don't care how I speak to you all day long. I can't save you. Because it's not me. Look, you got to confess with your mouth and believe it in your heart. You know, those things you got to do, you got to repent. I can't repent for you. All I can do is give you what God gives me. And I have to be obedient. Sometimes when being obedient, it might cut a little bit. You know, sometimes it cuts me. It might cut you a little bit. Like, oh, she picked me up. But you know what? If you didn't take up, guess what? That means that this word is working.
He fell out my
If you get a little kicked off in your spirit, and you're like, oh, like what you said, that means God is speaking to you.
Okay.
You know, that conviction starts coming because God starts talking to us and showing us what we're doing wrong. And you know, we get upset when people start showing us what's wrong.
You better stop and look.
You know,
listen.
That's why it stops.
Stop and listen.
That's right. Because sometimes we're in for the pit.
That's right.
You know, and if I see my sister about to fall in the hole, if I see her walk to the hole to warn her, it's a hole right there. Watch out for the hole. But sometimes we walk, we don't see those holes.
That's right.
Now, if I don't warn her about the hole and she fall in the hole and break her neck, you know, that's really on me. Because even though we need to be looking when we're going, but some things that we might not even see what our brothers and sisters see. So when you see things wrong in your family, in your friends, schools, don't talk about them. Pray about them.
Yes.
But pray about them.
And then, you know, you always carry yourself. Carry yourself. This is for young people, and definitely for the old people. You carry yourself where your brother or your sister can come up to you and let you know.
Yeah.
Tell you with love that you fall in this area.
Yeah.
You know, but if your brother, if you got such an attitude that your brother or sister can't come to you and tell you, you know, you really need to check yourself because you can wreck yourself.
You know, I mean, we're talking from experience. And we're talking not just from our experience, but from the experience of what we see even happen with others. And I can't tell my husband that I love him and want the best for him, and then watch him, you know, hurt himself. Especially after this, maybe spoke a word. You know, talk to it like this. You know how sometimes that little bit of distraction causes you break free in the end. And that's what walking upright and holy is like. You know, they say all these accidents happen just over their cell phones. So people got distracted just for a second. They looked away just for a second. Well, this is what happens when you take your eyes off Jesus. Oops, I got pregnant. Take your eyes off Jesus just for a second. Oops, I'm hung off the tube that smoked marijuana. Take your eyes off Jesus just for a second. Oops, you know. So many things can happen. That's why Jesus says, the road, the path is straight and narrow. And if this path is for you, then all you have to do is confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the third day, and that he rose from the dead, that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. All you have to do is repent. Ask God to forgive you. Because grace and mercy is still waiting for you.
Yes.
You know, I don't know where I would be if Jesus didn't forgive me. If Jesus did not forgive me and take me into his family. Because even after I came into the fold, I was still messing up. So I was still struggling. So, you know, everybody, some of us, we get it, call us into the fold, and we get it right then and there. And we don't ever look back. Sometimes other of us, we get it, but we stumble, and we stumble a few times. It takes us a few times to be able to stand up.
And that's the reason. That is the reason that you do not wait until you get yourself together.
Oh, woo!
The
yes.
Church.
Do not wait.
That is
backwards. From God wants you just as you are.
You know, because you can't straighten yourself out.
You know, okay. I tried that one.
You can't do it.
You know what? The situation will get worse.
It will get worse. You bring all that baggage.
Bring it.
You get all that baggage.
Bring it
to the church.
That's right.
Take it on down now. And just give it to God.
That's right. Bring it on with you because
give it to God. And please take it.
Woo!
Just take it.
Happily waiting to take it.
He's right there waiting.
Woo! Happily.
You know, if you bring a truck load, just leave the truck and all of it there.
Good.
He'll take it.
You ain't got to unload that truck. Was ready to fight for somebody saying something about our mama. You can talk on the daddy all day